Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we could go. Man, this motherfucker. Okay, I'm finna see who you are. You that bitch. Hello, come on. What's up, private number motherfucker?
What's poppin', Rosebud? This is Ronald from Philadelphia.
This is who? Hey, man, speak up so I can hear you, please.
Bud, can you hear me, Bud?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Bud? Yeah, Rosebud is Ronald from Philly, man. I called you last week asking about my refund.
You lying, man. You that motherfucking fuck, man. Fuck you. Okay, listen, you guys. Let's go and get real. If you ain't going to show your number, you don't want to talk to me. So whoever you were, don't call back with a private fucking number because you ain't nothing but that motherfucker from goddamn London that's full of shit. Now. This is what I'm talking about, this fucking asshole. You need to stop it. I'm saying stop it, please. You motherfuckers listen to these soft punk motherfuckers and you wonder why you listen to them and you don't want to listen to me. You listen to them because they soften the shit up. They water it down. So your bitch ass can take it. You need to stop that shit. There's only two motherfuckers on the internet that's being real about being a man. They talk about pimping more than I do. But it's me and Tay. We real. Why are we real? That nigga older than me and I'm 70. So what I'm saying is 50 years. 50 fucking years of both of our lives. He probably got more than 50. We put down what we believed the game was. That's what we lived on. We lived because we thought we could have holes and we could do this and blah, blah, blah. Some other motherfucker think he could gamble, you know, and go across the country gambling. Some other motherfucker think that he can go in a bank, you know, he can talk a motherfucker out of his money. Man, it's all kind of parts of the game. But the only motherfucker that can talk about it is the motherfucker that put it down. Or else he's just talking about what I would talk about when I talk about dragsters. Man, I know they turbocharge and all that whatever fucking shit. But I ain't no motherfucking racer. Hey, I'm just being real, man. Don't fuck with me today if you don't want to motherfucking, you know, be real. Because if you come with some bullshit about game, I'm coming at you. And I know I ain't going to have nam motherfucker calling in today. You all, matter of fact, I'm finna go over to StreamYard, and you motherfuckers better not put shit up on StreamYard that you don't want to be talked to about. Now, you motherfuckers, let's get this shit going. Let's get it going, because my shit, let me calm down. My shit went amazing this year. I mean, there's just something about the way being real and not accepting no fraudulent bullshit. There's something about being that way that makes the... It just front the fakers who call in off. It just front them off. Now, what I'm saying is, recently, I was doing a video, and I was talking about frauds. Dudes doing shit, you know, faking the funk. I did not mention any names. But, as I was talking about this, this dude called me on my cell phone. You might remember I answered it. No, I'm saying, look, and this motherfucker got his voice. I ain't even mentioning the nigga's name now. But the nigga mentioned the nigga's name that I was talking about. Which lets you know what I was talking about was true. But what I'm saying is, this is how slick niggas are. You're in the after hours. And you know for a fact the nigga you talking about is in the after about hours too. So you start talking shit, yeah, this motherfucking punk ass nigga. I don't know this motherfucking punk, but he's talking about he a pimp. You know, he making deals like Monty Hall. He tell the bitch to go out, blah, blah, blah. She can get 50. You know what I'm saying? This nigga sitting in here. And he hearing this. I said, I wish I would meet some sucker ass motherfucker. The key words. Sucker ass motherfucker. I wish I would meet some sucker ass motherfucker in here. Not in here, but anywhere talking that shit. And the nigga stand up to my man, you know what, you can't. He didn't admit it or acknowledge that he's up on what I'm talking about. And I'm stepping on his toes. Because I must be talking about him or some motherfucker he know. Now, me, let's say I'm not really doing this talking. Some other nigga doing this talking. I'm in here, and I know some nigga that this motherfucker could be talking about. But since I'm ganged up, and I ain't saying a motherfucking thing. Because unless that nigga point at me and say whatever the fuck he's saying, that nigga ain't talking to me. Game. That's game. That game. But you have these suckers, don't you ever mention this blah, 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 nigga's name, blah, blah, blah. I didn't mention his name, fool. But what he didn't know was that I had his ass on speaker. So you guys got to hear the motherfucker's name. But what I'm saying is this, fellas. You got to understand, punk shit. This motherfucker called me, and I kid you not, 150 times after that. I couldn't even have my phone on because this nigga, now wait a minute, he's calling me a fraud and a fake, but his number is blocked out. He's talking in a disguised voice. He's calling into my show, but I'm the fraud. It's like bitches. This is what you guys don't fucking understand. A bitch will say, I want me a real man. All I need is a real man. The bitch go to bed tonight, wake up in the morning, and she puts in my eyebrow on her, she fixed her eyes up, she put some eyeliners in, you know, she put shit on her cheeks, ooh, whoop, and then that's just her head. I'm saying, then the bitch, you know, she go on down, put some shit to pump her titties up, then the bitch put on some kind of girdle to make her shape, feet, whatever the fuck, then the bitch put on some high heels, because she don't even like how tall she is, and what I'm saying is after she did all this, she walk out the door and say, she want a real man. And you motherfuckers don't see how fake that bitch is. This is how stupid you motherfuckers are. And what I'm talking about today, there's only two motherfuckers on the internet. Right now, out Jacario, fuck you. Steve the Dean, fuck you. E.O., fuck you, Stark or whatever this motherfucker's name is, Star with an S. But I forgot. I didn't hear it. Said, fuck you, too. I wish you would have come at me. Either one of you motherfuckers. Matter of fact, I'm inviting you. Come on. And let's talk about some real game. I'm fucking sick of it. Yeah. I'm sick of it. Come on. Any one of you punk, Jacario, punk, EO, punk, Steve the Dean, punk, damn, what is this fucking nigga named Sharp? They told me this nigga. This nigga named Star with an S. I forgot the fucking nigga's name. But what I'm saying, punk, you know who I'm talking about. Come fuck with me. Well, let me be real. Come fuck with me or Tay. That nigga don't, Tay don't know I'm doing this, but I'm so using his name. Fuck with him too. With this bitch shit game. Game. Yeah, nigga, we ain't talking about marbles. Game. We ain't talking about Monopoly. Sophisticated game. We ain't talking about chess. You fucking punks. Every motherfucker high name is a punk. Except Tay. And the reason I know Tay ain't no punk, because if I called him out, he would call me. Nigga, what? But Tay, don't call me, nigga. I ain't calling. My nigga, I ain't calling you out. But any of them other motherfuckers I name, try me. You heard the names, Steve the Dean, Jacario, or whatever your fucking name is, Jacario, or an EO. Either one of you motherfucking punks. Come on. Shit. I ain't no punk. And I'll show you what a punk do. A punk will have his name mentioned, and he'll act like he never heard it. And I bet them motherfuckers listening to me now. Punk-ass motherfuckers. Now, there aren't many motherfuckers that you can listen to on social media who has a real platform. I'm talking about tried and proven platform for you to go with. Now, every one of those fools who are on this social media spitting game, game is this, game is that. Fucking nigga ain't did shit, bitch-ass motherfucker. He's a pickup artist. All the fucking motherfuckers I mentioned are pickup artists. Fucking punk motherfuckers. Every one of the fools on this social media who, God, I'm not excited, but I am. Every one of the motherfuckers who on this social media spin game and they under 60? And they ain't got a record, let's say the motherfucker is 63, and ain't got a record of 40 years of putting this motherfucking shit down, whatever it is they call game, then they're liars. And you a fucking sucker for listening to them. You gotta have professed, you gotta have professed and live by what you profess, whatever it is you claim game is. You have to have professed it and lived by it for at least 40 years, minimum 50 years, you know, because you started at a teen and you might be 65 now, it could have been 15. That's 50 years. If you ain't did that goddamn shit, don't open your fucking mouth talking about no game. Because you read whatever the fuck you talking about. And you fucking know it. Jacario, yeah, I mentioned your name, nigga. EO, who ain't even a nigga, you fake Greek motherfucker, is Steve the Dean. My nigga. But fuck you too. Nigga, I ain't scared to mention your motherfucking name. But I bet I'm the only motherfucker here that you can get at. Let me see if you guys trying to talk to me. Woo, somebody is there. 786, what's up?
Rosebud, you the king, man. Don't
no,
let nothing. Don't let nothing distract you, brother.
Can you
the
come
king.
Over with
the... They look up.
Stop. Stop huh? with that. Come over with whatever the fuck you want to ask me. I ain't no goddamn king. I'm a real nigga spitting real shit. Now let's go. Come on, what you want to talk about, bro?
Nah, man, I'm just showing love, man. You know, I don't
want
to see you know, going
through. That ain't love. Listen to me. That ain't love.
Yeah.
That's false bullshit. And to do that, you like asking me to fuck with you on the negative tip. Now, I'm
Nah, none of that,
like
bro.
That. Bro.
None of that,
quiet?
Man.
Okay, then.
I look
so
up
whatever.
To you, bro.
What do you want, man? What's
no, just,
your question?
Nah, you know, it's nothing, bro.
Listen to me, man. Listen to me. You gotta understand some shit. You come look. He off the phone right now. He didn't hung up because he can't stand it. Because I don't give a fuck if you telling me I'm the greatest, motherfucker. If you ain't got shit to say, fuck being the greatest coming from you. I want to be the greatest out your mouth because you know about greatness. And if you know about greatness and you're speaking about how I achieved some of the things that a motherfucker needs to achieve to be great, then I'm going to listen to the goddamn shit. But I'm not listening to a motherfucker sucking my fucking dick because I ain't gay. I don't need no motherfucker to like me just to like me. Man, fuck you. All you motherfuckers that do that bullshit is semi-gay if you ain't all the way gay. I don't give a fuck if you're gay. I just ain't gay. And I don't need none of the gay shit. So, what I'm saying is you have to have lived by whatever it is you say game is, or at least for you, whatever it is you say game is for you. You have to have lived by this fucking shit. Not only lived by it, but lived by it over 50 years. Then, and stop before you try to check me. Game, according to niggas like me, has been living 500 years. So you can't check me on this. You check yourself about the new version because we all live the version. I don't care if the motherfucker was a knight with the armor on. He knew what a man was, and we carried in that shit. We pimping, man. We ain't trying to hold no motherfucking sword. But don't think we can't. It's on you. What I'm saying is if you've been doing this shit 50 years, and it's the same because those knights of the Templar or whatever, yeah, those knights, they weren't no knight just because they wanted to be one. They had to live and do what fucking knights do, just like we do. And after doing it X amount of time, and they, you know, they didn't get killed out there on the battlefield, they can retire and talk about what the fuck knights really are. They don't be talking about imaginary game that you stupid motherfuckers listen to. You want to take the imaginary game that Steve the Dean and his friends tell you about, and you want to question a nigga with real game with this imaginary bullshit. So, I mean, shit, it was about boxing. And I'm a badass motherfucker. Somebody that's on the ringside could imagine me getting knocked out. And this motherfucker can actually describe what he imagined. And then if that's the case, he can make a movie about it and show it. But I bet he won't stuff his ass in there with me, if that's the case. And I bet anybody he writing about won't step in there with me, because real is real. Imaginary shit is imaginary shit. Come on, man. 513, what's up? I just saw you. Imaginary
shit. 513,
what's up?
Come on, man.
What's happening? Okay. Hey, yo, 513. Hey, listen. 513-212. Those are the first six digits of your number. I'm talking to you. What's up?
I said, what's up with it, gang?
I don't know, man. What's happening with you?
Chilling this shit, bro. Chilling this shit.
Can you speak up so I can hear you, bro? Please.
Yeah, I said chilling this shit, bro.
Hey, man, I ain't got time to be bullshitting. Hey, fuck all you motherfuckers that call in here with this punk shit. That's punk shit. Nigga calling here and won't talk loud enough to be heard. What kind of motherfucking shit is that? What I'm saying is, I am one motherfucker that you know. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to speak on nothing that I did not do my goddamn spell. Shantae ain't going to speak on shit that he did not do his motherfucking self. And why I vouch for the nigga on damn near on anything he say. Because I did the shit with him for over 35 fucking years. I'm rolling with the nigga, and we both doing it. With all this bullshit, some motherfucker's 35 years old, and he gonna try to tell you about something. Motherfucker, we did what we talking about for 35 years. 917, what's up with you? I just saw you.
Hey, what's going on? I got a question for you. How do you remain so genuine to yourself in a world where it seems like so many things people is not genuine?
Stop. I already know what you're asking. Why? Because you're asking a very important question. How do I be genuine with such a fake environment that I'm living in? Motherfucker, because I don't pay attention to the environment. The environment is for the motherfuckers that's contained. I ain't contained. I see the environment. I know how to get out of it. And I ain't finna try to think inside the environment. And if I'm thinking inside the environment, it's only about how to get out. Period. Now, do that make sense to you?
I don't know what you mean by how to get out.
What I'm saying is if the environment is any kind of way restricting, if it's any kind of way containing you from doing whatever the fuck, you're supposed to be figuring out how to try to stop that. Get out of it. You don't want to be contained. You don't want to be stopped. You see it, but all you're doing is accepting it stopping you. Fuck that. That makes sense to you or not?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, brother, let's grow. That's what this is about. 3-3-4, what's up with you, man?
Now, what it do, bud? What it do?
No, what, man? What's up?
I just got a little something I want to put out there, you know what I'm saying? You say you don't speak on shit you did not do, didn't see, don't know about. A lot of motherfuckers don't know. That's another form of confidence, you know what I'm saying? A real nigga can see straight through that, you know what I'm saying? The way you talk, the way you say what you say, you know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing but just pure confidence. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers that don't realize that or don't understand that need to do some, you know, confidence building. Or
okay, but wait, what are you really, are you asking anything or is that what you're saying?
No, pretty much co-signing with what you're saying. Pretty much telling you, okay, I recognize why you do this or why you don't speak on what you don't speak on, because anything otherwise wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a fact. And for two, it wouldn't be a confident situation to speak on if you don't know nothing about it. You feel me? So I'm agreeing with you, coming with you, what you're speaking on, you know what I'm saying? That's just pure confidence because there's some shit you did.
You're confirming what I said, but you just giving me your version or interpretation of it.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm with that.
Like, sometimes I hear some of these people call in and just not know what, like, I don't even know what they're talking about. You feel me? So it's...
You don't know what they're talking about. They just, you know what you're talking about, so do I.
But
hey, let me get
at
on.
End
I
of
got,
the day,
I got a lot of shit, man. Hey, listen, what you guys need to understand is I said there was only two motherfuckers. And the other motherfucker that is spitting, not game, you guys. It is game what we're spitting, but he's not spitting game. Neither am I. We're spitting experience. We're spitting shit that we know happens. And we are spitting it, interpreting it through what we see as far as life, the boundaries, the barriers. So you think to talk to this woman, so do we. We think to talk to this woman, but the difference is what we talk to her about. There's no difference in we men and we want to talk to the women. The difference is where you coming from, what the fuck you know. That's why I'm saying Hollywood Shine Day. And Rosebud rolled the streets. Ooh, that's, what the fuck? That sounds a fucked up shit. Hollywood Day and Hollywood Bull rolled the streets of the name daily for over 40 years together trying to outdo each other, even though we riding in the same car. That nigga never pimped better than me. And I'm sure I can't say I ever pimped better than him. Because we both made sure. We both made sure that the other motherfucker was seeing realness from whoever, him or me. 704, I see you. What's up?
Yo, what's good, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, I appreciate you continue to kick out that real game, man. I ain't in the game. I'm a square, but I was curious about something.
What's up?
I was wondering. I got a lady, and I was telling her, like, the other day, I told her to fold some clothes, and she responded and said, "Are you asking me or are you telling me?" And I told her I was telling her, and she said she felt like that was disrespectful.
Hey, let me ask you something. Why did you fall into stupid sucker-ass shit like that? Why didn't you ask that bitch, why is it important?
Okay, I didn't even think of that.
I'm saying, why didn't you ask her that? You didn't think of it. Now let's go with, what do you think would have happened if you would have asked her that?
I think she would have said she felt disrespected.
No, you think what you want to think because you want to believe bitch shit. The real deal, she would have said, well, she wouldn't have had no answer. She might have made one up. But I'm saying, you looking for some bullshit, bitch. I'm asking you.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm telling you, too.
Okay.
She's going to say, huh? I'm going to say, you see, you ain't up on game. See, to be up on game, you got to live in an oxymoron world. What's up is down, what's good is bad, because you don't know what a motherfucker means when they talking to you. Because it's English. Words can mean 300 things. That's why everybody want to be safe. Fuck every one of you motherfuckers. I'm taking it like I think it means. If you can't tell me that ain't what you meant, then it's what I meant. That's how I feel. I ain't caring, bro. I'm real. I ain't caring. Fuck you, bitch. If you think I should ask you, then I'm asking you. If you think I should not tell you, then I'm telling you. I'm doing whatever. But I don't mean what the fuck are you trying to say I mean, unless you're going to make me say I mean it.
I know, okay.
That's confusing. But see, a bitch, you know, look, baby, I don't mean that. Let's say she's saying, what she's saying means fuck me. And I said, nah, baby, that's not what I mean. And I started explaining what I mean or what I meant. And she said, nah, that means fuck you mean. You mean fuck me. Well, then fuck you, bitch. Nothing I can say gonna make you see what I really meant. So you must want me to mean what you mean. So fuck you. Now what, bitch? Man, them motherfuckers eat all that shit up. Because they the one cause the shit. You just go for it. Fuck that. I ain't going for your shit, bitch. If you don't know what I mean, ask me what I mean. Or ask me, did I mean whatever you thought I mean? And when I tell you what I meant, take that as the answer. Don't start telling me what you think I meant. Bitch, fuck you. You could have thought that, and you free to think whatever you think. But if it ain't right, you can't keep thinking it and talking to me about it. That's me.
Okay.
You feel me?
That. Yeah, that's real.
Hey, so that's what we do, bro. So, hey, that's some good shit, actually, man. So you guys got to understand shit. We make the very fake motherfuckers that you listen to. Me and Tay, now I'm not vouching for Tay Show because I don't listen to his shit. He don't listen to my shit. We don't need to. But I'm saying they coming real if they going to try to talk to either one of us. And once they do come real, the shit they talking, you know, the shit they was faking about gets put into a perspective, and they realize the Steve, Dean, Jacario, EO, the three amigos. Fuck all you motherfuckers. You know goddamn well you was faking, and you was faking for nothing. Because whatever you trying to do, sell your products, you can do that without faking. Motherfucker. I'm a real motherfucking brother, and I have fucking been just as weary as most of you motherfuckers are, you know, in certain situations. But the difference between me and you is I have never, well, I take that back. I have been afraid, but I have never let it stop me from being an A1 alpha motherfucker. And I realized at one point in my life that my life is totally in my hands. And no one person, be they the government personnel or some fool off the streets, no motherfucker can determine what I can do. Listen, this is the difference between who you listen, those three amigos and the pickup artist and me and Tay. I don't care what you say. That nigga don't say and do what I do, but I'd be a liar if I didn't say I got a lot of what I think from that nigga. Nigga, I ain't scared to admit that shit, you black motherfucker. Yeah, I got it from you, nigga. That's me and my nigga. That's how we talk. Yeah, you motherfucker. Fuck you. Good six-digit ass. Oh, I can't fucking say right now. This nigga live in the life of Riley. And I ain't talking about it. But motherfuckers ask me all the time whether or not I feel like I'm reaching today's men or today's males who are on their way to being men. And you know what I tell them? I tell them, I do think that I'm, you know, the work that I put in, you know, matters. It matters to most, if not all the dudes that I speak with. And what you guys really don't understand is that I made a decision, a conscious decision years ago that I was going to change me, Bud, by my motherfucking self. I'm going to change the way you motherfuckers approach me and the way you motherfuckers approach dealing with women. And I decided I wasn't going to stop until I made a difference. And I want to make a difference in the way motherfuckers today see and deal with women. Now, it's one thing that sticks out to me when I think of the shit I've been doing, especially over the past few years, but it's one thing that sticks out. I am an instructor. I'm a professor. I don't want the laurels of being an instructor or a professor. I don't want to be put on some pedestal because of that. I want to see the instructions that I have delivered are being used to the fullest potential. I don't want to say, Professor, we love you, blah, blah, blah. I want to hear, God damn, that shit you taught me was so dope. That's telling me I'm a motherfucker to me. Now, in that same regard, you got to understand, I'm a selfish fucking bastard. And I want what I want from whatever I'm doing. And I never denied I was this guy. But like I'm saying, I'm the flyest motherfucker you've ever known. Because I say shit that can change your fucking life. And the cold part about that is nothing I say will work for your motherfucking ass unless you do exactly what I'm saying. Think of that shit how you want to. I don't care what you think. The good thing about that is you don't have to accept it the way I bring the truth. Tay is totally different than I am, but our messages are identical. He delivers it not opposite, but damn near opposite of me. And not one thing you get from either of us will work if you try to change it before using it. And I'm saying, I see my friend and I as men you cannot do without. I do, because we live in an oxymoron world. He's yin and I'm yang. I'm yang and he's yin. Whatever you want to call it, I'm plus, he's minus. I'm minus, he's plus. I don't know what you want to call it. But me and this nigga is two sides of one story. Your desire for me and what I tell you should have grown the way I bring it. And if it has not, what you should understand is I don't fucking want you to listen to me no more. I ain't mad at you. I want you to check Tay out. He delivers shit different than me. I ain't gonna say it's better. I will say they're equal. I don't know what he tells you. I just know him. And I trust what he tells you. The same message, just different styles. I want to deal with men who find what I say to be intriguing enough to want to find out what I'm actually talking about. And I'm sure that's what he wants. But more than anything, we both want you motherfuckers to be men. Seekers are winners. And winners are people who are not afraid to seek information. Really, listen to me. If you want to hear me, there's no way you won't figure out a way to do it. If you're waiting for me to respond to how to do it, I guess you're going to miss this show and a couple more. Because I'm not going to respond to that shit. There is a growth pattern you need to adopt. And that growth pattern starts with you accepting, challenging what you don't know. You can't wait for me to challenge what you don't know. I babysit no one. I'm not going to try to make you understand me. 917, you just came up. What's up?
What's up? What's up, Rosebud? I just wanted to say, after listening to you speak, I just wanted to say I appreciate what you've been doing, and your message is reaching me because on my journey, in my quest to real manhood, I love what you're talking about because it's inspiring to me, and I know I can stand up to anything that you say because all I got to do is be real with me. And I just want to say you have introduced me to that. I feel like I'm a sharp person already individually, but you have given me that, and I just want to say I appreciate you before this new year come in. You missed a couple of days. I've been looking for you, but I appreciate it.
Hey, man, I really didn't miss no couple of days. I ain't coming on all the time. But what you're saying is dope. But listen to me. See, the thing about self-assessment, because that's what you're talking about, you have to assess what's going on, man. And, you know, you're assessing overall, which is okay, too. But if you break it down, you know, you said so many things that is personally growing or growth that I can't see you not seeing how dope you've become. I'm not saying you said you don't see it. I'm just saying it sounded like to me you don't see it, but I could be wrong.
And that's something to think about, too.
All right, bro, for sure. You be cool, man. Right. That was some good shit. Hey, private number, can you please stop calling? I'm not fucking with you, man. So you're out of here. 917, you be cool, man. Okay, listen, you guys. My thing is this. Self-reliance is needing no person other than yourself to do what you have determined necessary to do to become a better person. Now, if you figured these things to do to become a better person, but you need somebody else to help you do it, then you're not a self-reliant person. I am self-reliant. I'm a brother who speaks 401 different languages. I get all kinds of emails from people in places I can't even pronounce. And no matter where they are, they all seem to get the same message, which I speak in alpha male language. And it interprets to exactly what that person's native language is. Otherwise, real man shit does not translate to any particular language. But real man shit in any language, that's what it interprets to. Real man shit. I know I don't try to be, you know, multilingual motherfucker, but I do realize my shit crosses all language barriers. It's because I'm the shit. I know it. It's because I know decisions are ultra important to make and twice as important to live up to once you made them. I learned long ago that if you ain't afraid, if you're not afraid to make decisions, you won't be afraid of extreme success. A lot of people that fail is because they start doing what they're doing and they get this success and they trip out. Don't know how to deal with not throwing away, but overdue and blah, blah, blah. Most of us don't realize the simplest way to deal with or even ward off stress is to accept that it's there. Decide what to do about it. And then do it. If you did that, you would relieve or alleviate just about all your stress. The uneasiness you feel when you're thinking about approaching a woman can be lessened if you make a conscious effort to get the confidence you need. Then the confidence you need is going to make you accept what's real to be a real man. It is a such thing. A lot of you guys do not believe that. You don't believe that it's a such thing to be a real man. You just think it's some sort of saying. I'm sure you love to be a man who, you know, don't fantasize about what he'd do to a woman or with a woman if he had the opportunity. I'm just as sure you prefer instead to have the confidence that you are a man equipped with all the tools necessary to have any woman you desire. Now that last statement, check that last statement out. I'm sure you prefer to have the confidence that you're a man equipped with all the tools necessary to have any woman you desire. This shit is very possible for the most timid of you motherfuckers out there. Sometimes all it requires is answers to questions you didn't even know you had. But now that you do know, you also have someone and somewhere to ask these fucking questions. I was finna talk about my blog, but fuck the blog. None of that's important. If my blog was off the chain, it still is off the chain if I continue, but I don't like fucking with it. No questions are off limit on these videos. And if you can ask it, I can answer it. There is no question or scenarios you can think of that I haven't already encountered and successfully dealt with in my life. And what I don't understand about you, you private number motherfucker, why do you keep calling in and you know I'm not fucking with you? If you can't make your number known, then you can't be heard. So are you just going to take up space? Is that what you're trying to do? Because if it is, you can do it. Because remember, all I need to do is ask you out and make you dial in again. There's no questions or scenarios that you can think of that I have not already encountered and successfully dealt with. It's just not. Now, I have the keys to what it takes to enable you to see. Now, you got to understand what I said. I have the keys that's going to enable you to see when the time to go for the juggler vein is. And I can teach it to you because my confidence course, I mean, if you get it, blah, 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 PayPal, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you want to know about it, ask rosebud@gmail.com. Because the email of the site, Rosebud the Author, tells you about blah, blah, blah. Rosebudtheauthor.com. Well, I'm saying it, man. I'm an email away. My source or information is just a click away. It's the holidays, and all you can think about is who you're going to fuck. What good do a dude, what good does it do a dude to think about pussy? If you don't even know how to handle a woman, really, you guys, what good is it to just think about fucking the shit out of the bitch? And you don't even know how to handle a woman. Maybe it's good because you can come. I don't know. Do you know what the hell pussy will do to an unsuspecting dude? I mean, really, truly, do you know this dude just trying to get some pussy? And he gets some pussy. But he don't realize what he's doing. Do you know what this dude's in? I'm talking about this dude don't know women. If you're like stupid or silly, you think it's only pussy. That is all it is until you come. Then it becomes a game that you've entered with a stacked deck. And the bitch is always going to have the best hand until you learn how to unstack it. Do you ever take the time to think about learning things? Really? Do you? I have a lot to say about that. If you want some fly coaching, hit me up. Like I say, ask rosewood@gmail.com. We can set some shit up. I've had the opportunity to be in a life that allowed me the time to learn women. I learned women so much to those PUAs that you motherfuckers listen to. They use my shit. You got to understand what I'm saying. The pickup artists use my shit. They use what I say, but they don't use what I mean. So then you could, something that looks good presented in the wrong way can look ugly. You know, they can't possibly tell you what the shit that I say actually means because they are interpreting it themselves. I'm the real deal. I am the real deal. And if you want the understanding that you need to have about having it the way you want it, then you need to know what I know, not what someone thinks an interpretation of what I know is. Come on, man. The thing is, when I'm on the hunt for some pussy, I don't think about what I can say or do to a woman. Shit, I learned a long time ago you need to do, first things first. And after I gained the confidence to be sure of myself and not to second guess my original decisions, the monster in me was let loose. I'm a herd of unwitting cattle. I slide up to the motherfucking broad and, reach right over her to get a napkin or whatever the fuck I see in reach, the salt. Why would I do that? Because I do what the fuck I want to do. And I do what pleases me. Because what pleases me pleases women. What pleases me does not please all women. And I might run into a few who, you know, don't like what I do. You know what I think about that? That's why I fuck with so many women. My motherfucking skin doesn't fucking, the shit don't bother me. I ain't got thin skin. I could care less about the bitch and her thoughts. Because what I care and think is all that matters to me when I'm at a woman. I'm a selfish fucking bastard. I am. This is why I do not miss when I'm on the prowl. I know women want me, and know just as much they can't have me. They know it, but they want it. I can only have them. See, get at me if you really want this shit. Sidewalk Universe is waiting for you. My friend, my motherfucking 10th friend, my motherfucking only friend in 50 years I've been talking to and shit, talking shit to about shit. That nigga know the same shit. You know, go get your woman. Hey, listen. Go get your woman some of that perfume. It's your door. See, I'm an animal when it, you know, comes to fragrance. And when the woman, because her body metabolism have an effect on what the perfume smells like. So I love this perfume, whatever it is, and I give it to two women. And when they wear it, one of them, it affects me the way it should, but the other, her metabolism is different and it don't work right. So what I'm saying is there's several fragrances that I actually love. And they're all soft, they're all floral, and they're all basically pastel. So what I'm saying is that Dior is the latest one I like. And I maybe watched the commercial one time too many, and I bought the shit. And I thought, you know, since I liked, you know, that tall-ass model, my woman might smell good and the shit. I bought the shit, so I bought it. And man, it fucking blew me away. My woman was so thrilled, she couldn't stop smiling. Now, she couldn't stop smiling, and I couldn't wait to hit that pussy. Because I'm thinking this shit is going to make me feel, you know, wow. Because there's some things that are more important than having confidence. Water and food, air, clothing and housing. I mean, you know, I think about that. Well, I think that shit about, you know, does it for the more important things, unless, you know, you have something else that's important. But what I'm really saying is the topic for next year should be, what are you going to do with the three T's, the three P's, and the ADPs that you're allowed? I'm talking in 2022. The T's are kind, telling the truth. The P's are pimping, planning, and prospering. And the ADPs is always be playing. I know what I'm going to do with mine, except the first P ain't going to be pimping, it's going to be playing. What you going to do? I'm 69 years old. Damn. I'm 69 fucking years old. I cannot believe I'm that old. I'm 69 years old. I fucking have 75% of my childhood friends. and almost 85% of my across the street, you know, and around the corner friends that I grew up with. I mean, shit, how many of you motherfuckers are under 30 can say that? You got the friends you grew up with. You ought to think about that shit. We grew with a healthy amount of fear. We grew up with just a healthy amount of fear. We had a lot of shit to fear in our house, namely our parents. The fear that they instilled in us allowed us to do shit, but we would constantly be thinking about how to do it without getting caught. Not only did we fear our parents, we feared, you know, or respected our parents. Growing up this way kept us out of trouble, and it also kept us alive. Our parents were serious, old school, and they firmly believed that if you were not scared at home, you would go out and show out in the streets and be fearless and end up dead because the police gonna kill you. So you don't want your child to actually be scared of you, you know, to where they hide. But you do want them to be afraid enough to feel they must be, you know, doing the right shit, or they gotta hide whatever wrongdoing they're doing. You know, some of the kids, even my friends, they didn't flinch when they did wrong. Because nobody at their house or, you know, even in the streets would fuck with them. We need to be constantly checked as kids. And we need to constantly check ourselves about checking our kids so that they can stay alive. That's just what we need to do. And if we do it, if we successfully navigate these little things that we're fucking with right now, we'll have achieved something that I'm sure none of you think is important. What's important? We have to stop the bullshit. Stop promoting or helping promote these fucking fake motherfuckers talking about game. Tell me they're fucking leading you to disaster. Why? Because they're talking about something they don't have. Would you take soccer lessons from me? No, I never did anything in sports. Hold on a second. Somebody at my door. Why don't you come with your own tea? What's it? Really? Hold it. I'm sorry, you guys. But that is the end of the show. And I do want you to understand that this shit I'm talking about is real and is going to always be real. I'm gone. Hold on.